At five, I'm Rose Murphy. The sons of canoe man John Darwin have faced their mother in court. Mark Darwin said his world was crushed when he was told his father was missing, presumed dead, in 2002. And Darwin denies deception. The Chancellor, Alistair Darling, is appealing for wage restraint after inflation rose by 3.8% in the year to July. That's more than expected and well above the government target of 2%. Research suggests the weekly shop now costs the average family an extra £1,100 a year.
Crucially, food prices have gone up 40% in the last year. Oil prices are at record levels at the moment, and of course that's feeding into inflation.
It's reported Robert Murat has accepted £500,000 in damages from several British newspapers for allegations made against him. He's the man who was questioned by the Portuguese police over the disappearance of Madeleine McCann. Mr. Murat's lawyers are due to give a statement outside the High Court on Thursday. Judges are being urged to impose tougher sentences on people convicted of causing death by dangerous driving. In particular, 14 years for drink or drug drivers and 7 years if using a mobile phone. But the new measures coming into force in England and Wales also mean that uninsured drivers who kill on the roads could avoid jail. Working for a pre-season friendly tonight, the Cards face Farnborough at 7:45.
Eagle weather with AmazonWindows.co.uk. For windows, doors and conservatories, visibly better.
Patchy drizzle this evening and lows of 14. Tomorrow's dry, bright and sunny, but not as warm as today. Highs of 20. Thursday's looking rather cloudy with showers or longer spells of rain. It's 2 minutes past five.
CBC Radio Berkshire. Right, with the latest news headlines, here's Rose Murphy.
Good afternoon. We could be facing the first national post strike in a decade. Staff have voted in favour of taking industrial action over pay. The union is in dispute with the Royal Mail over its 2.5% pay offer. It looks like a series of walkouts will be held unless the new talks lead to a breakthrough in the dispute. A British soldier from the 4th Battalion, the Rifles, has been killed near the southern Iraqi city of Basra. He was shot while on patrol earlier today. World leaders at the G8 summit in Germany have reached an agreement on climate change, although there's no firm commitment to further reducing greenhouse gases. And the Bank of England has left interest rates unchanged. The base rate will stay at 5.5% at least for the next month. BBC Radio Berkshire with Phil Kennedy.